with a primary care physician are now available. Appointments can be made at 328-2323 or 337-1300. All the Provena Medical Group family doctors are concerned with treating people, not just illness.
And at 9:30 with AM 580 News, here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A former high-ranking Chicago police official is accused of lying when he said he and a homicide detective under his command didn't participate in the torture of one or more murder suspects. An indictment contends that 60-year-old John Burge lied when he and other detectives hadn't tortured a suspect by covering his head with a typewriter cover until he couldn't breathe. Burge has long been the focus of allegations by civil rights attorneys. They contend Burge and his detectives used beatings, electric shocks, and death threats against homicide suspects to obtain confessions decades ago. Burge was arrested this morning at his home in Florida. A sealed indictment charges him with perjury and obstruction of justice when he answered questions about police torture. Burge is tentatively scheduled to be arraigned back in Chicago November 22nd. Champaign Park District officials say they're open to working with the Champaign School District on sharing land for two school expansion projects, but there's a lot more they need to know. Park Board President Barb Kuhl says the board has already expressed a willingness to discuss Unit 4's proposal to use some adjacent parkland to expand Garden Hills and Booker T. Washington grade schools. But Kuhl says board members need to see more architectural details to find out how much land they're being asked to give up. Meanwhile, she says the park district has to preserve its open green space.
Open space, such as a park, an open park, a green area, are very important to our residents. And to a lot of people, they might look like a great space to build a building, but we have to preserve both the open green space area as well as providing the facilities to do the other programs we need in these areas.
Kuhl commented after a joint meeting last night of the Champaign School Board, Park Board, and City Council to discuss cooperative projects. School Superintendent Arthur Culver says the Garden Hills and Washington expansion projects would include new facilities such as a gym or community meeting room that could be shared with the Park District. Expanding the two schools would meet a requirement of the Unit 4 consent decree to build more classrooms on Champaign's north side, but the project depends on voter passage of the countywide school facility sales tax next month. The supervisor in the City of Champaign Township is reportedly not going to seek a second term in office. Linda Abernathy was elected in 2005 and has had a stormy relationship since then with city council members over the amount of money spent on poor relief. Abernathy tells the News Gazette health reasons are keeping her from running again. She has not returned our phone calls. The legislature's budgeting arm says Illinois has the money to restore budget cuts and the governor should use it. The legislature voted to move $220 million from special state accounts to spare 323 layoffs and the closing of two dozen state attractions. The layoffs start October 31st. The Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability says state revenue projections are holding. Dan Long is on the legislative panel and says the money is there for restorations. Aide to Governor Rob Blagojevich says the governor won't restore state budget cuts until he's sure the spending plan can withstand a battering from a shrinking national economy. Senate Democratic budget negotiator Donnie Trotter says Blagojevich's action is prudent because things don't look bright. The Peoria County State's Attorney's Office says no charges will be filed against State Representative Aaron Schock. The 27-year-old Peoria Republican was accused of misconduct from his time as a notary. Back in July, Schock's father testified in federal court that his son notarized papers with false dates while helping his parents set up tax shelters. On Monday, the state's attorney said it was not clear that Schock's actions were knowing and willful or reckless and negligent. The office also says the statute of limitations has expired. Schock is running against Democrat Colleen Callahan in the 8th Congressional District. Callahan had pushed for the investigation and says the results don't mean Schock is cleared of wrongdoing. A message left for Schock wasn't immediately returned. About 160 workers from Chicago homeless shelters are attending mandatory sensitivity training with sessions discussing prejudice and barriers faced by gays. The Chicago Department of Human Services is conducting 4 days at the city's Gay Community Center. The communications director says the training is intended to reinforce how shelters can comply with the city's human rights ordinance. The ordinance prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. A city liaison to the gay and lesbian community says the department worked with advocates to develop a non-discrimination statement and guidance for shelters. He says the need for such a training shows that the gay community, which is often perceived as more well-off than the population at large, is economically diverse. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Programs on WILL AM are made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, presenting the Guarneri String Quartet Farewell Tour on October 30th. More information is at krannertcenter.com.
It's 9:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, it has been a pretty good morning around here. Les Schulte, let's bring Les in right now, and he's our corporate support director and has been keeping track of numbers in Pledge Central. On this, the final day of our campaign here. And Les, where do we stand?
We have 104 calls in this morning so far, Jay.
104. And so that means we've met about $5,000 in challenge money already?
Pretty darn close. And we have a challenge from Bert and Iris Swanson, who called in just a little bit ago, probably about an hour or so ago, and they wanted to help out. So they were adding $1,000 to our pledge total when we get to 110 calls this morning, Jay. So we have six calls to go to help retire that